This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 139 Biography of Bill Hagerty, the Senator from Tennessee. General Information. Bill Hagerty, born on August 14, 1959, is a prominent American politician and businessman who currently serves as the junior United States Senator from Tennessee. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been known for his conservative stances on various issues. Hagerty's political career has been marked by his close association with former President Donald Trump, having served as the U.S. Ambassador to Japan under Trump's administration from 2017 to 2019. His tenure in the Senate began in 2021, following a successful election campaign in 2020. Early life and education. William Francis Hagerty IV was born in Gallatin, Tennessee, to a family with deep roots in the state. He grew up in a middle-class environment, which instilled in him values of hard work and community service. Hagerty attended Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics. His academic journey continued at the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt, where he obtained an MBA. Following his undergraduate studies, Hagerty's interest in international affairs led him to pursue further education at the University of Tokyo, where he studied Japanese language and culture, enhancing his understanding of global economics and politics. Early career. After completing his education, Hagerty embarked on a career in finance and business. He initially worked at Boston Consulting Group, where he advised companies on strategy and operations, gaining a reputation for his analytical skills and business acumen. In 1992, Hagerty co-founded Hagerty Peterson & Associates, a private equity firm, which later became known as Hagerty, Peterson & Company. Under his leadership, the firm invested in numerous companies, focusing on turnaround situations and growth equity investments. His business career also took him to Asia, where he spent significant time in Japan, furthering his expertise in international trade and investment. This experience was pivotal when he later served as the U.S. Ambassador to Japan. Election history. Bill Hagerty's political journey began in earnest when he was appointed by President Trump as the U.S. Ambassador to Japan in 2017. His diplomatic role was well received, enhancing his political profile back home. Upon returning to the U.S., Hagerty decided to run for the U.S. Senate from Tennessee in 2020. He won the Republican primary with significant support, leveraging his business background and his endorsement by Trump. In the general election, Hagerty faced Marquita Bradshaw, a Democrat, and won with approximately 62% of the vote, showcasing his broad appeal across the state. His campaign focused on economic recovery, job creation, and conservative values. Political stances. As a senator, Bill Hagerty has positioned himself as a staunch conservative, aligning closely with the Republican Party's platform. He advocates for lower taxes, deregulation, and free market principles to stimulate economic growth. On foreign policy, Hagerty's experience in Japan has shaped his views, promoting strong U.S. alliances in Asia to counterbalance China's influence. He supports a robust military presence in the region and has been vocal about the need for a strategic approach to deal with North Korea. Regarding domestic issues, Hagerty has been a proponent of Second Amendment rights, often citing his belief in the importance of personal freedoms. He has also pushed for policies that support law enforcement and has been critical of movements to defund the police. In terms of healthcare, Hagerty has expressed concerns over government overreach, advocating for market-driven solutions rather than expansive federal programs. He supports efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act with alternatives that he believes would offer more choice and lower costs. On immigration, Hagerty supports stricter border controls and has endorsed policies aimed at enhancing national security through immigration reform. He has been critical of sanctuary city policies and has advocated for a merit-based immigration system. Bill Hagerty, the senator from Tennessee, has garnered significant support from his constituents and beyond for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his strong stance on economic policies that favor business growth and job creation. Hagerty, with his background as a successful businessman and former U.S. ambassador to Japan, brings a wealth of experience in international trade and economic development. His policies aim to reduce regulatory burdens on small businesses, which resonates well with Tennessee's entrepreneurial spirit. By advocating for tax cuts and deregulation, he has positioned himself as a champion for economic freedom, which many in Tennessee see as crucial for maintaining the state's economic vitality. Another pillar of support for Hagerty is his commitment to conservative values, which align closely with the traditional values held by many Tennesseans. He has been vocal about protecting Second Amendment rights, a significant issue in a state where hunting and gun ownership are part of the cultural fabric. His opposition to what he describes as federal overreach into state matters also appeals to those who value states' rights and local governance. His consistent voting record on these issues has solidified his reputation as a defender of conservative principles. Hagerty's approach to foreign policy also plays a role in his support base. With his experience in diplomacy, he advocates for a strong America First policy, emphasizing national security and a robust military presence. His tenure as ambassador to Japan gave him insights into the complexities of international relations, which he uses to argue for strategic alliances that benefit the U.S. economically and militarily. This resonates with voters who prioritize America's standing on the global stage. Moreover, Senator Hagerty has been proactive in addressing issues pertinent to Tennessee, such as infrastructure development. He has pushed for improvements in rural broadband access, understanding its importance for education, healthcare, and economic opportunities in less urbanized areas of the state. His efforts to secure federal funding for infrastructure projects have been well received, as they promise to enhance the quality of life and economic prospects for many Tennesseans. Lastly, Hagerty's personal engagement with his constituents has not gone unnoticed. He frequently holds town halls and community meetings, making himself accessible to the people he represents. This direct interaction helps him stay attuned to the needs and concerns of Tennesseans, fostering a sense of trust and representation. His ability to listen and respond to his constituents' feedback has built a loyal base that appreciates his hands-on approach to governance. In summary, Bill Hagerty's support in Tennessee stems from his economic policies, alignment with conservative values, foreign policy expertise, commitment to state-specific issues, and his personal engagement with the electorate. These factors combine to make him a favored figure among many in Tennessee, who see him as both a protector of their interests and a promoter of their values. One of the primary reasons people do not support Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee is his perceived alignment with extreme conservative policies that many constituents find out of touch with their values and needs. His staunch support for policies that limit government intervention in healthcare, education, and social welfare programs often clashes with the expectations of a diverse electorate that seeks more inclusive and supportive legislative measures. Another significant point of contention is Hagerty's stance on environmental issues. He has been criticized for his support of deregulation in the energy sector, which many argue prioritizes corporate profits over environmental protection. This has led to concerns about the long-term impact on Tennessee's natural resources and public health, alienating voters who prioritize environmental conservation. Senator Hagerty's economic policies also draw criticism for favoring the wealthy and large corporations at the expense of the middle and working classes. His advocacy for tax cuts for the rich and his opposition to raising the minimum wage are seen as exacerbating income inequality, a growing concern among many Tennesseans who feel left behind by such economic strategies. This perception of economic elitism has significantly tarnished his image among those who believe in a more equitable distribution of economic benefits. His approach to social issues, particularly around topics like gun control and civil rights, has further estranged him from a segment of the population. Hagerty's resistance to gun reform, even in the face of rising gun violence, has been a point of frustration for those advocating for stricter laws. Additionally, his voting record on issues affecting minority communities has led to accusations of insensitivity or outright opposition to civil rights advancements, which does not sit well with a more progressive or even moderate voter base. Moreover, Hagerty's foreign policy views, particularly his hardline stance on China, while appealing to some, are seen by others as overly aggressive and potentially detrimental to international relations and trade. This hawkish approach can be at odds with constituents who favor diplomacy and economic cooperation over confrontation. His support for policies that could lead to trade wars or increased military spending is often viewed as a misallocation of resources that could be better used domestically. Lastly, there's a general dissatisfaction with Hagerty's representation style, which many describe as lacking in direct engagement with his constituents. His infrequent town halls and perceived inaccessibility have fostered a sense of disconnect, making voters feel unheard and underrepresented. This lack of personal interaction and responsiveness to local issues has contributed to a growing disillusionment with his tenure as a senator. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.